Holiday spirits returning to the airwaves once again with Last Mountain Distillery. I'm Nick Francu. I'm joined now with Mike and Grant. Welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thanks, Nick.
Hello.
It's great to have you here. So today we're tasting a very special cocktail, a special cocktail that is pre-mixed from Last Mountain Distillery, taking all the guesswork out of it. Now, Mike, how do you feel about a pre-mixed cocktail?
Oh, I think it makes it really easy.
Yeah, but you're a bit of a mixologist. You like blending up things and you know, shaking stuff up and pouring it over the ice and whatnot. So when you see something that's pre-mixed, it's easy. But are you excited about it? Do you think it's going
to
be good?
You know, it comes down to the taste. I got to taste it first before
I can give you that. Okay. How about you, Grant?
I hate working mixing drinks. I just like to pour it out of the thing and hopefully it works.
Okay. See, so this is right up your alley then, eh?
And fun fact, never had one of these before.
All right. So this is the Last Mountain Distillery Old Fashioned. Mm. Yeah, made with 100% wheat whiskey and aged in a once-used bourbon barrel. So we're going to get to the tasting here in just a second. If you're curious about the recipe for the Last Mountain Distillery Old Fashioned, super easy. Grant, what is it again?
I don't know.
Open the bottle, pour it in.
That's the recipe. Yeah, okay, wait. That's maraschino cherry and the orange in there.
And ice.
See, there are some things.
Coming back with a taste next on Holiday Spirits. All right, Holiday Spirits back with Last Mountain Distillery. Like we said, we're trying out their Last Mountain Distillery Old Fashioned. This is a pre-mixed cocktail that you can find on their website. You can order it up. Please enjoy responsibly through the holiday season. But let's find out if you'll enjoy it in the first place. So why don't we give it a taste here? Go ahead, gentlemen.
It's got more of a distinct sweet smell. Remember when we smelled it, we opened the bottle?
Yeah. It smelled a lot like whiskey at that point.
Now it's a lot sweeter smelling. So let's see the taste.
So one thing that I can tell you about the character, like I said, is the 100% wheat whiskey blended with LMD bitters. And you got a really smooth traditional old fashioned with a warm orange citrusy sort of note. Do you guys find that citrus to it?
Yeah, I can definitely little hints of it.
His head, I'm going, that doesn't work. Yeah.
little hints of the citrus in there. It really hits your nose more than it hits your palate, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, Grant, you're a whiskey guy by trade, right? So this
Scotch. This isn't real Scotch.
No, this is.
But it's Canadian whiskey. So true. I mean, it's I like the concept of the fact that all I need to do is pour it out of the bottle. Because unlike the person sitting next to me who loves mixing things up left, right, and center, you've got ice, you've got a maraschino cherry, you got a mandarin orange slice in there, and it looks fancy and tastes good.
There it is. That right there is what I would call a shining review from Grant Shute. That's pretty impressive
stuff. Yeah, because I am kind of crusty, so that works out well. Yeah.
All right. So the Last Mountain Distillery Old Fashioned, like we said, aged in a once bourbon barrel, made with 100% wheat whiskey. Now, again, on the wheat side of things, Grant, you pointed out Canadian whiskey, but not all Canadian whiskeys are made with wheat.
No, you can have rye and stuff like that, but I drink scotch, so I'm just saying,
A very unique sort of idea, though, to make a whiskey with wheat, though. A very Saskatchewan pride.
Yeah.
Very Saskatchewan proud sort of.
If you can make whiskey with canola, it could be done.
We're tasting for Holiday Spirits with Last Mountain Distillery. We're going to come back in just a few moments with the website, give you an idea of where you can find the products, as well as some other cocktail ideas as we get set for the holidays. Keep listening all week long for Holiday Spirits with Last Mountain Distillery. Holiday Spirits, we're tasting the Last Mountain Distillery pre-mixed old-fashioned cocktail. And once there's a slow clap from Grant. But, Mike, what are your thoughts on this? Because when you first opened this up, you're like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to like this. So where are you at right now?
I can actually sip on this. Okay. I am not a bourbon, scotch, whiskey drinker.
Okay.
But I could sip on this. Like, it's subtle. Mm-hmm. It's smooth.
Oh.
It's easy. Like,
definitely easy. That's for sure. The smoothness, I think, is one of the things that makes the old fashioned a real crowd favorite. You know, the reason it's old fashioned is because it's been around for a long, long time. But when you hear that there's bitters in it and whiskey in it, sometimes people get a little shied off. Grant, you got a reaction on that.
As soon as there's a recipe, it's like, I'm not doing that. No. But this, like the idea when you get it right out of the bottle and pour it in, and it's already done with the bitter stuff and all the rest of that. It's like, well, there's a no-brainer. Ice, maraschino cherry, and a slice of a mandarin orange. And it's like, hey, look at me. I'm pretty fancy.
Yeah. Feeling fancy and old-fashioned for the holidays with Holiday Spirits from Last Mountain Distillery. Now, the website has all kinds of other really cool cocktail ideas, along with a list of all their other products. We do ask that you please enjoy responsibly, but check out lastmountaindistillery.com. Super easy to find them. Not hard at all. Saskatchewan-made products for a Saskatchewan winter, just in time for Saskatchewan holidays. So try out the Last Mountain Distillery Old Fashioned.
Did he mean Christmas? Oh, that's good. Yes. I mean, because everybody, you know, there's lots of celebration going on and hosting and stuff, and nobody wants to do extra work.
True story. This makes life really, really simple and fancy. So out of 1 out of 10, and now Grant, or no, sorry. Ratings out of 10. Grant, where is it at? Where is it ranked between 1 and 10?
Ooh, you know, not being a rye person, I will just say I would give that a strong 7, crouching towards 8.
Oh, wow.
It actually is really good.
All right. Yeah. Almost an 8 for Grant Shute. How about Mike?
I don't like your number scale system.
He doesn't do the numbers. Okay.
I just go off of, will I drink it? And this one, I could sip on and be comfortable sipping on this. I wouldn't refuse it.
All right.
And there is whiskey I would refuse.
And it's definitely not Last Mountain Distillery whiskey with the Old Fashioned cocktail. Grant, one more thought?
We're doing this all week?
All week long.
Oh, thank you.
Listen in again tomorrow for another holiday spirit with Last Mountain Distillery.